Pedro Pierre receives all the angels who bring the concerns of the people to him. Hello, my name is Edward Urban, presenting our YouTube channel following Padre Pio, in which we look at the absolutely incredible life of the mystic and miracle worker, the Capuchin monk Padre Pio, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then please stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And if you are new to our channel, then do like, share and subscribe to our videos. And after you've subscribed, you have to click that reminder bell. And if you're watching on a phone or an iPad, you have to still go through to your settings on the phone to receive notifications. And if you are a devotee of Padre Pio, or you receive some special grace from Padre Pio, then do share these videos amongst your friends and colleagues. And that way you'll be helping to promote our Padre Pio apostolate. Now, Padre Pio had great trust in his guardian angels, and he believed blindly in what the tradition of the church taught about the angels, namely that God gives every living person from the moment of his birth a guardian angel as their guide and inspirer. Now, this happened in 1915 when Padre Pio, he was still quite young, just 28 years old, and he wrote to his spiritual daughters. He said the following: "How comforting it is to know that each person is under the protection of a heavenly spirit who does not leave us even for a moment, from cradle to grave. Even when we offend God, the angel remains by our side." And he says that the guardian angels, they would give him precise information. For instance, he wrote to someone, "At the moment, the angel assures me that a letter from you is on the way. The angel also tells me that this letter will cause me acute pain." He wrote this to one of his spiritual daughters, not just that the letter was on the way, but that the contents of the letter were not going to be very pleasant for him. And to speak about the guardian angels was the most normal thing in the world for Padre Pio. It was like talking about some domestic affairs or some travel experience. This was a comment of Padre Alessio Parente, who lived for a long time alongside Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk from Pietrelcina. And Padre Alessio continues, "Padre Pio spoke of them as loving, living, kind people of a group in which everyone knows and helps the others." So this is how Padre Pio saw the angels, and this is how he described them: loving, living, kind people. And he said more than devotion, he felt familiarity and intimacy and open, intense cooperation for his guardian angel. So that was Padre Pio's experience of his guardian angel. He entrusted his guardian angel with the strangest, the most delicate and absurd tasks, and the angels seemed to solve them. At first, Padre Alessio says, "I was a skeptic, but later I had to admit that Padre Pio was correct. Many people who knew I stood close to Padre Pio, and because of this, he could speak to Padre Pio, so they wrote their letters to Padre Alessio." It was kind of the shortcut to get to Padre Pio. They confided their problems to Padre Alessio and asked him to tell Padre Pio about these matters. And he says sometimes these things were very urgent and he had to speak to Padre Pio in a hurry. So he asked Padre Pio about this, and he said, "So one day I asked Padre Pio, what should I do if I need your prayer with some urgency? Padre Pio answered him, 'When you cannot come to me yourself, send your guardian angel with the message.'" He was pretty confident he would receive the message. He said this with the greatest assurance, as if the guardian angel were my invisible servant whom I could just send at will. And Padre Alessio says, "This fact impressed me. Over the while that I lived with him, I noticed that he repeated the same theme. 'If you cannot speak to me, then send your guardian angel with the message.'" And he said, For instance, when many people were speaking together in, let's say, in a room or something, and it was too loud, Padre Pio couldn't hear or could not understand what they were saying, then he would repeat the same thing: "Send your guardian angel." Most likely, not everyone understood what Padre Pio was saying, the meaning of this, but certainly his spiritual children understood exactly. They knew the "send your guardian angel to me" had a concrete meaning, a precise meaning, and they would follow it with blind trust, and they would get what they wanted, as I have often experienced, he said. So here's another story by Padre Alessio. He says, "One day at about 3:30 in the afternoon, I sat near Padre Pio on the veranda of the monastery. And this is what happened." He said, "The other confreres, they were in their cells in their rooms because in the monastery, everyone had to keep quiet before Vespers. There were no people in the vicinity," he says, "and Padre Pio sat there praying his rosary." He says, "I had many things to ask Padre Pio on behalf of the people who had written to me, and it seemed like this was the appropriate moment, was the right moment. So he went up to Padre Pio with a letter in his hands and said to him, 'Father, Mrs. B.R., he doesn't give the name, asks for your advice about her job. She has a good post already, but she has received a better offer from another firm. She asks if she should accept it.' And he says he waited a while, and after a little while he exclaimed in a reproachful tone, 'Look, do you not see that I have better things to do? Leave me alone.'" So Padre Alessio thought that Padre Pio was speaking to him like this, and he was a little bit upset, taken aback. He says he felt also, how strange. He sits there unraveling his rosary, and then he says he has better things to do? Really, what? So Padre Alessio settled quietly nearby to observe, and he's feeling a little humiliated at this stage, and he thought about what Padre Pio had said, because he was not convinced that Padre Pio had something better to do. And he says Padre Pio was there praying his rosary as normal, but could he have not just interrupted for a few minutes to briefly listen to me? Anyway, short while later, Padre Pio, he says, must have read his thoughts, because he turned to him in the same irritated manner. And he said, "Did you not see all the angels around me? They were the guardian angels of my spiritual children, bringing messages to me. I had to entrust them with the answers they had to deliver." And so Padre Alessio answered, "My spiritual father, I saw absolutely nothing. But I do believe you, because when we have to go through the crowds, I've often heard you advise people to send their guardian angels." Padre Pio gave him a knowing look and added, "Tell me what you wanted of me." Padre Alessio says, "I told him my concerns, he gave me the appropriate answers, and I went back to my seat, and he went back to his prayer." So now we may look for some practical application in this, and perhaps we have an important decision in our lives. Well, we can send our guardian angels to Padre Pio right now, and we can send our guardian angels tomorrow again. Just be a little bit persistent. They deliver the message to Padre Pio, and then we can remember Padre Pio said he will wait at the entrance to heaven until all his spiritual children are in. So he'll meet the guardian angel right there. We just have to be a little bit persistent. Please do continue watching. We have our most popular videos selected specially for you. And if you have not enrolled for next Friday's Mass for Intentions, this video right here is the one to watch.